views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message.
AM, the Internet, and beyond. Keeping you informed every step of the way. Don't be left behind. You are listening to the Yo Andrew News Talk Show.
Tuesday, December 2nd, 2014, 1:05. Shelton's being in the YNTS studio. Currently on Intro Radio, Route 1 Radio, Best After Dark, Transformation Talk Radio, and WBOQ AM 1230 audio graded. Soon 24/7 on iTunes, Podomatic, and Spreaker. www.yoandrewnts.com for more info. You can catch us on Twitter at Andrew Tweet Geo. You can facebook.com/YoAndrewNTS. Or you can email me, YoAndrew@YoAndrewNTS.com. The holidays has begun, so has shopping, but hopefully you can stop all of that to share 2 hours with me. It's going to be a good program, but be with us.
My name is Marco Del Rossi, student council president. Today, a student was denied as a blood donor because of his sexuality.
That's not the reason.
Then what is?
Well, there is a... Within the gay community, there is an increased risk of HIV infection.
Saying that is lumping up all gay people as diseased. I listened in health class, and anybody with a pulse can get HIV.
I finally have a reason to play Christmas music on the program. And don't think I was really going to begin a lot earlier. I know there'll be a slew of criticisms, so I decided to hold myself back. But now I must push myself forward and play Christmas songs for the rest of December all the way into 2015. And this would be our third December that we are airing in the YNTS studio. So I'm really happy that I'm able to share another holiday season with you. And, of course, the countdown to our holiday spectacular right before Christmas this year. So we'll be able to have some guests. We're going to play our famous Honeymooner sound clip of wisdom, 12th Night Before Christmas, like we always done. This would be, I believe, the fifth straight year we'll be playing that clip to end off a year. It's going to be a lot of fun. I'm really happy for it. I love the holidays because it's a time when we're come together. We're able to forget about all the negativity and we're able to sit down and be able to just relax. Don't worry about the weight. Don't worry about money. Just share a beautiful time with the people you love. That's what the holidays are about. Well, before the holidays, though, we do have to get into some issues, especially in the next 2 hours. My phone screener, Howard Forrest, my Forrest Bertin, as always, Ted Giordano, and I'm your host, JoAndrew. Welcome to the program. It was January of 2012. I was a senior in college. I was sitting down eating my dinner, and my friend Mario, you heard of Mario, Jets 101, best friend, all that great stuff, was sitting there. And the night, and I had the date. I don't know if I, let me see if I saw the date up here. I had the date here. Yeah, it's going to pop up in a few seconds when it scrolls. I was having an interview that night with, So it was January 24th, 2012. And I was having an interview with Courier Journal writer Laura Ungar. It was one of my first guests that who were reporters, who were writers. I started to bring guests on the semester before. So it was great to bring on guests on a weekly basis. And you see, we still do that today. Not tonight, sadly. It'll be you and me, the audience. And I was speaking with Laura Ungar about an article she wrote because I didn't know about this issue. Gay men, homosexual men, are not allowed to donate blood. When they're doing the questionnaire, if they check off they've had sexual intercourse with another man, they cannot. So I asked my friend Mario, I asked him, what do you think? What do you believe? What's your comment on this? Because Mario always has a good comment. He always does. And he told me straight out, and this is a Mario comment. Stupid. Dumb. Waste of time. Why can't gay men donate blood? Is it because they're gay? That's what he told me. Well, not in the exact words. Again, it was in 2012 of January. Now what we're hitting? December of 2014? It was a long time ago. Now the interview is going to be what? 2013, 2014, about 3 years old. And I look back on what I said then, and I look what I'm going to say now. What Mario said, it still brings on the same conversation I'm going to have with you. The clip you heard to top off the hour, that was a clip from Degrassi. It is a television show, soap opera for children. It's now on Teen Nick, one of Nickelodeon's sister channels. I believe I finally said it right, so I want to give myself a tap on the shoulder. I always said Degrassi, but read Degrassi. And in that program, that was from the episode, it was season 5, so we're going all the way back. And it was from season 4, and it was from episode 19. It was from Degrassi, The Next Generation. It was called Moonlight Desires. And it was about a young man named, Marco. He was running a blood drive, and he was upset to find out he cannot donate blood because he's gay. And later he discovers that Dylan is cheating on him and Dylan wants to open a new relationship. That's all another story. But what I'm trying to say is what the clip said in that episode, and I played that clip during that month, the same clip, the same bite. I played that in 2012. What the clip says is what we're going to get into right now. Because that's what it comes down to. Since 1983, for 30 years, gay men are not allowed to donate blood. And you see both sides of the conversation. And I'm going to give that to you. Because that's what we do on this program. And if you don't like it, you can turn me off and walk away. That's what makes radio so easy. But last time I heard, the microphone's not turning off. I'm not getting a text to be quiet, so I'm going to talk a little bit. And I'm going to say this. For you to come up to me and tell me, well, the reason why we have this gay ban is because we're gay. Well, that's a lie. And the reason why we are not allowing gays because they are gay, that's a lie. That's a simple fact. If you believe that you cannot donate blood because you're gay, that's a lie. And if you believe that you are not going to upheld this policy, you're not going to reverse this policy and allow homosexual men to donate blood because they're gay, that's a lie. We said it almost 3 years ago, we're going to say it again. Because I know the majority of people are coming out and they're thinking these things. And I'm not surprised by that fact. I'm not. If I'm sitting there and I read the front newspaper, gay man turned down at blood drive, well, I'm assuming my first reaction, well, they're gay. And that particular blood drive is not allowing them. Well, that's an absolute false. You didn't read enough of the article, and you just didn't do enough research. But that's where you got me. That's where you got Andrew. And some of you call me, oh, Andrew, and I thank you. Enough people don't. I'm here. I'm going to be your soulmate for the next 2 hours. I'm going to give you as much information as I can. And then we can have a whole conversation. Now, why am I bringing this up again? Why am I suddenly bringing this up again? Well, you talked about it 3 years ago. The FDA, The Food and Drug Administration here in America have decided to have a hearing on the issue of if they should reverse this policy, this law, or at least change the policy. Now, it's not a coincidence. It is also, you know, AIDS Awareness Month, so you're seeing a lot of donations to try to find a cure to AIDS and even HIV. You might be seeing in the Apple Store, if you're an iPhone, iPad, all the red. They're bringing that to effect. So maybe it is a coincidence, maybe it's not, but it's all coming in. But what is going on? And I got it right here for you. FDA Advisory Committee is meeting today, Tuesday, to consider overturning on blood donations by gay men. But there's a catch. Under the proposal, the FDA, Food and Drug Administration, is considering only celibate gay men will be able to donate. If the FDA approves the shift, men who have had a sexual encounter with another man within the past 12 months will still be barred from giving blood to the FDA. It wouldn't matter if a man is in a committed relationship or practices safe sex. Any man who sleeps with another man would be deemed tainted and unfit to donate blood. And of course, this goes all the way back to 1983. A study by the Williams Institute at UCLA School of Law found that if gay men were allowed to donate blood like other members of the public, 360,000 men would come forward to give blood. We see many gay groups come out. Since 2005, we've seen protests at many different colleges going against this policy. Other activists have taken a harder line. The current policy and the new policy are simply wrong. David Stacey, the government affairs director at the Human Rights Campaign, a top gay rights lobby group, said last month, "It's far past time for stigma to end." Now, you see many different gay organizers come out, and they feel this is discrimination. I'm gay, and I'm not allowed to donate blood because I like men, I like women. Well, that's wrong. If you look, and I'm going to say this again, the statistics state that right now, men who have sexual encounters with other men have a higher chance of getting AIDS or HIV. They have a higher percentage. So the FDA feels, even we feel that these men who want to donate blood, and we're glad that they want to, can seem simply not because of what the statistic says. How are they getting HIV? Well, that's their personal life. All right, so that's also, right? So, and many people even said that it's science. Many people even have come out and say, and that's why I said 3 years ago, that if a man and a man sexually encounter, then a probable of having AIDS or HIV is very high. You then have the opinion, like I just read here. You see many different opinions coming out. The reason why they don't want me to donate is because I'm gay. The reason why they don't want me to donate is because I myself believe in something they don't believe in. If I donated blood, me and others would give much more blood. And the Red Cross of America is right behind them because they see a shortage. We see it all. We see it left, we see it right. Statistic versus opinion. But I also see a new one. Well, years ago, I said science versus opinion. Now I see statistic versus opinion. And now I'm going to add a third one. Statistic versus opinion versus politically correct. Many gay men believe they are being discriminated. You are turning me down at a gay blood fair because... Did I just say gay blood fair? No, I didn't say that. If you were turning me down at a blood fair because I am gay, and you yourself can't say no because you feel that it's going to go into a conversation you don't want to go into. So many people might want to be politically correct on this. Well, yeah, there are times to be politically correct, then there are times not to be. It's that simple. Well, now you see it. It's very simple. You got the statistics. You got science that shows the current situation within two men who want to come together and the outcome that might happen. You got the opinions of many gay lobbyists, activists, gay leaders. You then got those who just want you to be politically correct and try to ignore all the statistics. And I think the ones who want to be politically correct and the ones who have an opinion is overshadowing the statistics. Because the statistics are real. The science is real. And if you feel that what you are reading is true and valid, we need to fix those numbers. We need to fix why two gay men who come together are having a higher risk of HIV/AIDS and spreading it to someone else in the United States. Why are we hiding that? And if you feel they are wrong, why don't you dispute against that? Don't come to me and tell me, well, I want to donate blood because I want to, and you're not going to stop me because I'm gay. Okay, I'm not stopping you because you're gay. So stop that. Stop saying that because you're just embarrassing yourself. The same way in the second hour, when the next person that tells me why white people don't understand about Ferguson, because that's just out of the question. You're getting that situation all wrong, and you're getting this situation all wrong. Because you got the media, and you got all this crap distracting you from reality. Mixing up all your priorities. Not having a single clue. Believe me, I have a lot of gay friends. I hung out with gay friends. I drink with gay friends. They're fine people. I don't treat them any differently. I don't. I should not. If I do see a problem that's occurring within the gay community, why they have a higher risk, and science says it, or statistics say it, how can we bring that down? How can we all come together and bring that down? How can we do that? Maybe the FDA doesn't want, maybe the FDA has this 12-month because they feel you're at a high risk. People will lie. Even though we might lift the whole ban anyway, if they have sex last week, well, guess what? Doesn't matter, they're going to run right through. Even though people could, of course, lie anyway. It's one of the flaws. Even though we do have better testing now than we did back then, is that going to be enough? These are things that many in the FDA look at. And they see, okay, if we're going to do this, if we're going to lift ban, are we putting other people at risk? Because we didn't handle the real issue of all this, because the opinions of many gay activists and groups overshadowed reality and now putting people in danger, or the political correctness has now overshadowed. Yeah. Now you're starting to think, because you didn't hear this side of the story. No, no, no. Of course you didn't. Because your friend's telling you something else. But that's why you listen to this show. And I have a great piece that I found that we're going to discuss. I want your tweets, I want your Facebook posts, and I want your emails. I'll be right back.
Listen to all the interviews off the air at www.yoandrewnts.com/interviews.
This is the sound of a flat-screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money. Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a 5, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or Facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program, or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on, ya!
Like the song Kelly Clarkson Underneath the Tree. Last year, that's all you saw played on the radio. SiriusXM Holly, when they did the little hits in their playlist, they played that song. This year, haven't heard it once on the radio. Unless you otherwise have heard it, I have not. I think the song is fantastic. And Kelly Clarkson's Christmas album last year was stellar. One of my favorites on my Spotify. Yes, I'm a subscriber. You already know that. I don't understand. The song is great. It's upbeat. I think it's right with where Mariah Carey's song, but I digress. If you're just joining the program, right now we have been speaking about the FDA, who today had a panel and they live streamed it on their website. And they were discussing whether to change the agency's long-standing ban on blood donation from gay men to a ban only on gay men who have sex with a man in the past year. And that was, I don't know what I just read. I was trying to read off something that didn't work. What the FDA is trying to do is discuss if they should change the ban to a gays are not allowed to donate blood because they have a higher risk of HIV or because they're gay or however you want to look at it, to in general, if you have been detected with some type of STD, you are not allowed to donate blood because of harm, because you might be harming others. That's it. Now, FDA has come out and decided to change the ban. No. The FDA is not going to come tomorrow and flip something. No. They're going to change the policy. That's what the FDA is trying to do. Trying to change the policy. And that's my question for you. You can tweet me at Andrew Trigio. I want you to email me, yoandrew at yoandrewnts.com or facebook.com/yoandrewnts. Like me on Facebook. And I want to know, what policy would you propose? And the policy could easily be, well, there is no policy. I don't want a policy. The only policy I want is for everyone to be treated equally. All right, if that's your policy, okay. If you feel we should change the 12 month of if a young man had sex in the past several weeks, he must wait this much. You want to change that? That's fine. That's the question I'm asking. What policy would you propose to the FDA? You're right now, you're sitting there, you get 2 minutes. You couldn't believe it. You were chosen for this, but you are. I feel like we're in a first grade classroom, giving you an assignment. And you're sitting right in front, you're looking at these three guys or two guys and a girl or even three women, however it is in the FDA, and you don't have a chance. Here it is. Your time to shine. What do you think? How do you want to change this policy? Now, some people, just feel that this whole policy is just nonsense and wrong. It's wrong. The only problem is the majority don't even know the facts. And that's the best part. I've been there. I've done that. You sit there and you read something and you assume until you actually start reading about the issue. Wow, that's a different turn. And the best example I can give is our conversation when Bose announced they were suing Dr. Dre Beats, who is now bought and owned by Apple. I think that was the best example. Because when you heard that Bose was suing Beats, you assume light bulb lights up right on top of your head. Wow. Of course Bose is suing Beats. Beats gets $8 billion from Apple. Bose has been sadly, Bose is starting to come up on the commercials these days. Bose is not liking what Dr. Dre and what Dr. Dre's products are doing to the sound industry. Of course, Bose should sue. We should have got money. We have the best sound quality. We have the best sound product. They got money. That's what we want. Even though we've realized that Bose felt threatened. We realized that Bose has been suing people since they began in the mid-1960s. See, when you do some research, you suddenly have a different opinion, perspective. Of course blood donors are banning gay men. It's because gays have been not invited to society in 40, 50 years. Of course. We look at gay men differently. Of course. And then you realize, no. That's a lie. There's actually statistics. There's actually a whole nother issue of why many in the FDA has been backing this policy. The Red Cross of America, the only reason why they want this to be lifted is because they want more blood. They don't feel there's enough. Not because gays aren't allowed, and many organized think it's discrimination. And this is the same conversation I had 3 years ago. And I'm glad I'm able to bring it up again in a much better studio in front of millions who might be listening, or I would say probably a few thirds. I'm glad. And I'm glad I'm standing my guard. I'm not taking a opinion tonight. Someone asked me, what do you think, Andrew? Do you believe that gay men should donate blood? I believe we should be looking at the real issue. And is that why gay men are being subjected to HIV and AIDS at a much higher rate than those who are not? And who are not having sexual activity with the same sex. Why is that a statistic? Why is that? It's the same way. For why is minorities and African Americans have a higher unemployment rate than those who are white? That's a problem. That's a statistic that's out there. We should be looking at that. We should be looking at statistics of why Americans believe they're in more danger now than we were back in 2001. Remember that? The Pew Research Center, they put that out. We should be looking at that. We should be looking at why there are so many issues that are being covered up in dirt and sand that we just have to take our hand and kind of wipe away. Okay, here we go. I found it. This shouldn't be a treasure hunt. This shouldn't be something that could take months or years. This is a problem. And we need to address it in the right way. Someone's going to get hurt. And if someone doesn't get hurt, someone will get it. It's that simple. Something's beeping off here. Oh, there we go. Okay. Got this beeping in my ear. So I read this great article. And again, it's called Why Banning Gay Men from Donating Blood is Dumb and Wrong. It was by NYMag.com, New York Magazine. It was a writer named Tim Murphy who wrote a piece of why the policy is wrong. It's dumb. Now, I think the title is horrible. Only because when you read this piece, it's really a good piece. It's a good read. It's something that if you want to read a good piece to work, this is something. And the reason why I like it is even though he disagrees with the policy and believes it is discriminatory to tell a young gay man you cannot donate blood, he still brings out the other side and agrees with the other side. I'm amazed. I couldn't believe my eyes. I had to read over and over again. He actually brings out the other side. I couldn't believe my eyes. Who knew? I mean, it was amazing. His friend, who is gay, when he spoke with him, said this. And it was, I have it right here. Where is it? I have it here. Here it, okay. No, that wasn't it. Well, I have it here. Here we go. A gay HIV activist friend of mine, who asked that I not use his name, said that he supported the one-year ban. The one-year ban is it would take up to 12 months after having sexual activity to be able to donate blood. HIV infection in men who have sex with men is high enough that even if the testing is done, the sensitivity of the test, which has about a 99.6% accuracy rate, makes it likely that there will be blood product-borne HIV transmission. He also noted, I don't think giving blood is an inalienable right. I see my friend's point, but I don't agree with them. As long as any gay man, even one in a Montgomery's relationship who's recently tested HIV negative, is turned away when heteros with multiple sex partners are not, I can't support the proposed change. It's discriminatory and supporting a long-time ugly belief that gay men are in some sense contaminated. Now, he says what his friend said, and this is what his opinion. Yet, look what he writes next. Of course, sadly, A lot of us do have HIV-infected blood. The CDC estimates that more than half of more than 1 million Americans living with the virus are gay and bi men, said my activist friend. What the gay community should be outraged at is that HIV incidence among gay men is high enough that such a policy is even arguably necessary. And this is what the writer says. There I am wholly in agreement, but how to fix that, well, that's another story. Even though he believes it's discriminatory, he believes that gay men should not, he still agrees with his friend. You're right. That we see that more men who are bi or more men who are gay or experiencing sexual activity with other males tend to have a higher risk. And because 96% of the time of the 1 million, and because 96.6% accuracy rate makes it likely that they will, maybe a ban is necessary, because even if you know, no ban, come on in, if the test doesn't catch them, how many times did the test not catch the person? Will an HIV or AIDS patient who is donating blood might go into the wrong body and hurt someone else? So even though he believes it's discriminatory, he still agrees. You are right. We do see 99.6% accuracy rate, making it more likely. We do see that 1 million, according to the one million, that's more than half of Americans who have this virus are gay or bisexual men. It's really that simple. Now, of course, you could argue that. Of course you could. The Red Cross of America needs blood. That's an argument. September 11th, 2001 is another great argument, believe it or not. On September 11th, many gay men lined up to give blood. You didn't know that, did you? Well, they did. They lined up to give blood, and they simply lied, because they knew that they were HIV negative and they were desperate to help in the emergency that was going on that day. The point I'm trying to make is, I understand how you're feeling if you out there are gay and you are being turned down in a blood drive in the United States. I understand how you feel. I do. Just because I'm not gay or I don't donate blood because I just feel that it's just a personal choice. Doesn't mean I don't understand how you're feeling. Believe me, I understand. You walk in, you want to be the person to help, and you can't. Yet there's a whole other issue that you first need to hear, then you need to take in, then you need to have a conversation about. And that is why that is happening. Why the CDC is coming out and saying that about the bunch who have HIV and AIDS, United States, gay men and those who are bisexual have the highest chance of getting it. How can we fix that conversation? How can we fix that statistic? How can we fix that problem? Stop being politically correct. Stop throwing out the whole discrimination. Yeah, there's some people who are, but you know that there is more to it. And if your friend doesn't know these statistics and probably don't, I advise you to tell it to them. Because you might be helping someone out there. You might be helping that person too. Tell these groups to stop coming at me with assumptions. Because if you didn't do the research, if you didn't read the other side of the argument, there's no reason to have an opinion at all.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
This is the sound of a flat screen television hurled off a building. Now the new bike your kid wants. These are the things you could have, all cast into oblivion. Because when you throw away money on wasted electricity, you throw away everything you could have bought with it. Use Energy Star light bulbs and appliances, and you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Saving energy saves you money.
Learn more at energysavers.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Energy and the Ad Council.
Hello, and welcome to today's lottery drawing. Good luck. And here's today's winning numbers. First one up, it's not yours. Second one, not yours. And another number that's not yours. Okay, this is one number that's yours. It's a five, but you don't get any money for that. And the final number is not yours.
Yep, so chances are you're not going to hit the lottery anytime soon. Don't get us wrong. The lottery can be fun every now and then. Just please don't rely on it for your future savings. How about this? Brew your own coffee at home instead of buying that latte every day. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Ride your bike instead of buying all that gas. These changes alone can save you thousands a year. Thousands. Small changes today, big bucks tomorrow. Feed that piggy bank. Go to feedthepig.org for more free ideas on how to save.
Feedthepig.org.
This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show. Every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
This is Stereo 1230 WBLQ Westerly Stonington, a DuPonti Communications station.
WBLQ. Don't get your message lost in the mail. Email us on and off the air with this address, yoandrew@yoandrewnts.com.
Many ask what it is. Many ask, where is a cure? Sadly, it's not easy. Endometriosis is a non-fatal cancer-like disease affecting 176 million women around the world that need your help. That's why Knockout Endo, an organization seeking nonprofit status, is continuing to fundraise and raise awareness for women with endometriosis. Check out our website, www.knockoutendo.com, to learn what we're doing to defeat this disease every day. Being informed will help you understand why donating is so important. You can help by purchasing items from our website or funding more commercials like these. Don't sit down, but get up to knock out endometriosis.
Greeting cards have all been sent. The Christmas rushes through. But I still have one wish to make. A special one for you. Merry Christmas.
Christmas time is here. I'm just so happy. I am. I mean, I've been in the Christmas mood since October. I was one of those people. I was. I'm not going to lie to you. I was one of those people. I said, I'm going to start listening to Christmas carols. And yeah, it was people, you know, yelling, going crazy for. I'm like, oh my God, just leave me alone. You know? Just give up. And I love when you saw all the shoppers come out for Thanksgiving. Even though we saw a 11% drop on Black Friday, even over the weekend. Even though I saw so many people shop, I guess it was just a little bit less. I think there was more shoppers on Thanksgiving than it was Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. And that's why I believe the sales went down. Of course, none of them want to show you that, probably. It's funny about Thanksgiving shopping is because Thanksgiving lands right around the season where you give gifts and you give treats to loved ones, and you see the beginning of the shopping season, Thanksgiving kind of gets thrown into that bunch. When it comes to Christmas, though, no. Nope. And when I hear many oh, sure enough, we're going to be shopping on Christmas Day. That's an absolute lie. I might be wrong. 20 years from now, I might look back and hear what I just said, and I might be wrong. I just don't see that. For so many reasons, I feel Christmas is a religious holiday. Many Christians and Catholics want to be home, want to feel the tradition. Number two, when you wake up on Christmas Day, you are giving the gifts you just bought 3 weeks ago to your loved ones. Why are you going to go out and do more shopping? I really don't assume you're going to have money to go shopping. Unless you're Donald Trump or if Donald Trump's your grandpa. Unless he gives you a $1,000 check and you get to go on his private jet and shop. What the heck's going to be open anyway? Hi, I'm going to go shop because of a good deal. You know, I just got a good deal 3 weeks ago. Number three, how many movies, how many Christmas carols do you see the simple, baby, I'll be home for Christmas. You know, baby, stay. No, it's cold outside. I have to get home. Stay here. You see hundreds of movies. Look Who's Talking Now. There's a perfect movie about, oh, I wish he can come home. Why does he have to work? Oh, we got stuck now because he worked. Christmas, I can never see become a holiday where stores are going to be open. Because it's not the beginning of the shopping season. It's a religious holiday. No one's got money to spend on for more things. Because you already got everything you wanted. You can shop on your phone if you want to. I don't know why you will. Alright. Go shop. Those, though, who went shopping might have been stuck with some customer service foes. And I've been there. And do you mind if I share some with you? Do you mind? I know you love hearing about my personal life, and I really don't mind sharing it. I mean, if you're on Facebook or Twitter, you might as well just say it behind the mic. I went to Walmart. It was the Friday before Black Friday. So you're talking about a week before. And I wanted to get myself a new iPad. See, I decided that I was not going to shop on Thanksgiving. So if you want to know, I didn't. I found other ways. That's why I kept checking. That's what I love about the online world. I was able to check. And then, okay, good. I don't have to go shopping on Thanksgiving. And it would have been wrong anyway. Even though I worked on it anyway. I don't know. I get the worst of both worlds. If you're going to shop on it or if you're going to actually work on it. That's besides the point. There's two types of customer services that I've been addressed with. You have customer service where they give you an attitude. And you have customer service where they just don't know what they're doing. Those are up there, right? You've all been there. So I went to Walmart. And I wanted to get myself a new tablet. And I walked in. It was the night before because I wanted to get as much information as possible. And I asked them, two guys standing there in the electronic department. And I asked them, oh, do you have the iPad? That was the tablet I was getting. That's right in front of me, actually. Yeah. Okay, good. Do you know any information about the sale going on tomorrow? Walmart was doing a week early Black Friday sale. It was a good sale. Get the tablet and then you get a gift card. Okay. The guy looks at me and says, what sale? Now, I know I wasn't talking crazy. I didn't hear from a friend. I knew about the sale. I read it on my iPhone. Walmart had a commercial on it on YouTube. I know the sale's real. It's not like, oh, my friend told me about this sale. I don't know if he was lying or not, or he misunderstood what someone else told him. No, I knew. And they ended up reassuring the employee that there was a sale. Okay. The other employee next to him comes up to me and asks me, so which one would you like, the 64 gig or the 12 gig? There was no such thing as a 12 gig. It's 16 or 64. And if you understood the sale, if I'm coming in asking you for a sale, and the sale is you get the 16 gigabyte iPad with the $100 gift card, What makes you think I'm going to, okay, I want to go for 64 gigs. I want to spend more money today. What makes you think that? I'm not going to ask you about a sale. And then, you know what? I just want to go for something more expensive, you know? What do you think I'm here for? Why would I go to Walmart? I live in New York City. We have no Walmarts. Why would I come to you? Then I asked them about their trade program. And they asked me to go to the manager because he would know more information. I ended up going to the manager. He gave me all the answers I needed. Next day I came in. More of, I don't know about any sale. An hour away from the sale. And then when the sale began and there was an overload of people, they didn't have enough. Yes, enough who? Enough staff to actually help those who knew about the sale. Walmart didn't surprise anyone. The manager could easily go up to the employees and say, hey guys, could be a sale tomorrow. Can you come in early? If the manager came up to me the day before and said, you want to come in early? Yeah, of course I do. I want to get some extra money. Got to pay for holiday gifts. Got to pay bills. I'll take as much extra as I can because January is going to be a dead month. Companies are going to lose money. People are not going to be shopping. So there will be no money to give around. To give around. That I liked. Like that made any sense. To share. To give out. That's a better term. So I probably will never go there again. Then, a few days later, I went to Red Robin. Now, we're going from those two and what they're doing to those who just give you an attitude. They're going to Red Robin. I'm sitting there for 15 minutes long. Where is the waitress or waiter? Again, I don't know who is helping me, who is serving me, because I haven't seen them. Now, when you walk into a diner or a restaurant or a joint, a food joint, you at least get, do you want anything to drink? Well, I didn't even get that. And then the waitress, who later on became a nice woman, gave us an attitude like 1 second, like, it's not my fault. You know, it's not my fault. Probably isn't your problem either. It's Red Robin's problem because they don't realize the kitchen's too small. And maybe it's not, you didn't hire enough people, didn't hire any people actually know what they're doing. End of the day, I get a free meal. The question I want to bring up, and I'm going to give you my answer for it. What do you actually want? When you walk into a store, when you walk into a food joint or a restaurant, and you see bad service, what do you want at the end of the day? When you first walk into these places, you don't really want anything in return. You just want food. You want to eat. Then when you get inside, you tend to want something else. You walk into Walmart and you see that they don't know what they're doing. You tend to want more. You want gratitude, compensation. Many people want a free meal. Many people want store credit. Many want a gift card so they can come back and technically get free meal or get a item from the store. When you walk into the store, you tend to want more. And I don't know why. Well, of course you do. Of course you know why. You feel obligated. You feel, as a customer, I want to speak for all that this service will never happen again. That they now have to lose money. And until they don't make any changes, I will be that person. Do you understand how much of a problem that is? I don't need gift cards. I don't need store credit. I don't need a conversation with the manager. You know the problem. And when the manager comes up to you and tells you, yeah, those two guys are idiots anyway, true. And when the manager comes up to you at Red Robin and says, we've been hearing a lot of complaints lately. Well, apparently giving someone a free meal or giving someone a gift card is going to do what? Because I promise you this. Just because you gave me a free meal doesn't mean I'm going to give you the gratitude, because I'm not. I'm right now speaking about your business in front of six stations that is airing throughout the country. And I promise you, it's not very good. See?
At the end of the day, it's about word of mouth. Or now, in today's world, the digital scale. That scale includes social networks, it includes text messaging, and a variety of chatting services, including email. You want to throw email in there. And, of course, still the traditional phone. Now you can take on the go. So when it comes down to it, if you believe that giving me free stuff and gift cards, I could do anything. You need to do one thing, and that is this. Find the problem, fix the problem, and that's it. Find the problem, fix the problem. I don't want you to give me gift cards. I just want to tell you how I am feeling, and if you have told me many are feeling the same way, I advise you to fix the problem. Because I'm not going to come back, and so is that guy, and so is that girl. And before you know it, you're not going to be out of a job. Because you were too busy giving away free things in the first place, so your business is already losing money. That's common sense. And then, to top it off, yeah, I lost words.
Yo Andrew News Talk Show every Tuesday night at 5 p.m. Pacific Time, 8 p.m. Eastern Time. More info how to listen from anywhere? www.yoandrewnts.com.
Called the Oprah of Radio by her listeners. Award-winning host Dr. Pat Basile is blowing the doors off of traditional talk radio. Get ready for an energizing delivery and powerful interviews with leaders in the field of human potential. Dr. Pat's fresh, new perspective on living life full out has catapulted her show to the top of talk radio. Tune in and Dr. Pat will help you thrive instead of merely survive. Visit thedrpatshow.com. That's thedrpatshow.com for listening times in your area.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Hi, I'd like to report a bear sighting, as in Smokey Bear.
Continue.
I was burning yard waste. He told me to remember that if it's too hot to touch, it's too hot to leave.
You know, 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
I know that now.
As usual, the talking bear gets all the credit. Always burn responsibly and contact your local fire department for open burning regulations. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ag Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
I tried everything. The weight pills, the gym subscriptions, monthly weight programs. Nothing worked for me and my body. Then a friend came up to me with a DVD. She said it's Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program, an indoor walk at home program used in thousands of homes for over 25 years. The only thing I needed was a DVD player and a pair of walking shoes. So I put in the DVD and began walking. It was amazing how easy it was, and I had control over the workout. After doing her simple mile or 2 mile workout 3 times a week for just 30 minutes a day, I saw the weight being lost for the first time. And now I feel great because I walked away the pounds with Leslie. You can purchase many easy walking workouts by visiting walkathome.com or call toll free at 888-890-8805. That's 888-890-8805. Be a part of the walking movement by following Leslie on Twitter at Leslie Walks or facebook.com/Leslie Sansone. Do what I did. Walk away the pounds with Leslie Sansone's Walk at Home program.
Tweeting is not a new trend. How about Tweet Yo Andrew on the air and off the air at Andrew Tweet Geo.
It's amazing how the world has changed in just several years, especially how we try to figure out who someone is. I know how it is. I'm a radio host, an entrepreneur, and my goal every day is to inform people, but also tell them a little bit about me. Before they go on this program or before they even listen, the first place they want to go to is your website. And that's why we have www.yoandrewnts.com. We made it so simple to navigate and so easy to look at from your mobile device or from your laptop or tablet. You'll be able to hear who we are, read what we've done the past few years, and even listen to interviews, and you can download it right to your phone or computer and listen anytime you want. That's our gift to you. So what are you waiting for? www.yoandrewnts.com is active from about anywhere, and you're able to view, listen, and be a part of the program today.
He always wanted to be a Rush Hour Renegade.
Hello, San Francisco. We're the Rush Hour Renegades. I'm Joey Gladstone. This is my partner, Jesse Katsopoulos. Say hi, Jess.
24 years later, he settles for Yo Andrew.
Rush Hour Renegades! Come on at ya!